Now then, why does God do something supernatural one time and take 3 months the next time? I don't know. He's God. I have no idea. You know? I mean, when I pray for my wife, she likes it when he does it instantly. She's real spoiled, Kathy. You know that? She likes God to heal her when she has a problem. Or I'll tell you, I'd prayed for Cheryl for several things, and after we got married, and God just would fix her up, and sometimes in minutes. And I mean, she got so spoiled there in the first year. I mean, isn't it nice to have a husband like that? Yes, it is. I guarantee. So that's why God says, make sure you're yoked to a believer, you know, and not to an unbeliever. And then after about a year, one day, she comes out a little cyst-looking thing growing up on her chest right there. She said, honey, I don't like that thing. It's got to go away now. I laid my finger on it, and I cursed it and commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus. The next day, we woke up, and she says, it's still there. You need to pray again. I said, okay. I prayed once, but I said, okay. Put my finger on, cursed it, and commanded it to go again. The third day we woke up that morning, she looked in the mirror, and she came over, and she said, where have you sinned? God's not answering your prayer. I mean, after all, when you get your answer every time instantly, what do you expect, huh? I mean, you talk about getting spoiled. Now, why do you think God does things different ways? Because is it real easy to get spoiled? Oh, it's real easy. And honey, do you love being spoiled? She does love it. Do I love her being spoiled? Yes, I do. I love God doing these wonderful things. But when he didn't do it for 3 days, she thought I'd sin somewhere. I says, no, I haven't sinned. I said, just be patient. God is training you. So I said, you just stay in faith. I ain't praying for that no more. I said, just stay in faith with me and it will go away. Well, a few days and it went away. Went away. See, so God was telling her, just listen to your husband. He has not sinned. He's still walking in obedience to my word, and I still love both of you, and so I'm going to answer your prayer, but I ain't going to do it instantly. Isn't it wonderful to have a God that does that? See, but that's why you never know whether he's going to do it right now, or he's going to do it tomorrow, or it's going to take him a week or a month or whatever. Now then, if you've gone 10 years, and it's still there, you've missed it somewhere. That's too long. You better go to a doctor. But, you know, I've seen God take up to 2 years to heal somebody. Actually, Dave, I guess, is almost the longest healing I've ever seen in this ministry. And his was 20 months. But it took Dave 20 months to get healed. And, of course, here's this real good secret you need to learn. I've been teaching this the whole day. When Dave came to me and said, Pastor, why did it take God so long to heal me? I said, well, Dave, I don't know. Only he knows that. I said, you ask him and he will tell you. So Dave began to petition God. Lord, why did it take so long for my healing? Now, he asked him several times before he spoke. Finally, the Lord spoke to him. He says, Dave, I don't know who you are. Is that what you want to hear? You want to hear God say, I don't know who you are? No, Dave didn't want to hear that either. He said, Lord, I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. Lord, how come you don't know me? He said, Dave, you and I have no intimacy. You may spend maybe 15 minutes a day in my word. So I don't know you, and you don't know me. He said, that's why it took so long for your healing. He said, well, Lord, how much time do I need to spend in your word? He said, well, the tithe of the day would be a good start. Or 2.5 or 3 hours a day would be a good start. Hey, Dave did that. Ever since that time, he has spent that 2 to 3 hours every day in the Word. And him and his little family have virtually walked in divine health. They've even delivered their own babies at home here. The last one they had, little Sarah, Dave delivered that little girl in the bedroom, on the bed in there, whenever they had a, midwife, but whenever Yesha went in there and said, Dave, I think it's time. And so she lay down on the bed, and the midwife said, well, what do you see? And when he looked, he said, oh my goodness, I see a head coming out. midwife said, well, it looks like I'm not going to get there in time, but I'll be there as quick as I can get there. And she headed us away. But in 10 minutes after that, Dave was holding a little girl in his hands. She just come right out of there. No problems whatsoever. And of course, Dave went to God and says, Lord, why did it take so much pain for my wife with little John? She suffered 30 hours. He said, Dave, that's when I didn't know who you were. He said, well, how come it only took 10 minutes for Sarah? He said, Dave, you and I have intimacy, and I delivered her for you. Isn't that amazing? And would it pay good dividends for every wife to have a husband that spent time with God? If she could have her baby in 10 minutes instead of 30 hours of suffering? What makes the difference? The Word. What is it that makes the difference? The Word. I want all of you to say, what makes the difference? The Word. The Word. Where does the Word need to be? In my heart. That's exactly right. Let's go to John 15:7 and let me show you a great example of the Word. And it has a big, look at this. What's the first word in that sentence? Is that a big word? A huge word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, where's the power? In the Word. What do you need hidden in your heart? The Word. How are you going to get healed? With the Word. Jesus sent His Word and healed us and strengthened us in everything. When we learn to quote the Word is what sets us free. The Word. Now, what's the most important thing in the world? The Word. I don't want you to go away from here today not knowing what the most important thing in the world is. The Word. The Word, the Word, the Word. The Word of God. Not just any Word, the Word of God. So, if you're going to go home and try to put some television on and look at the junk of the world, turn that crazy thing off. Get in the Word. Listen to CDs or DVDs about the Word. You know, listen to the quoting of the Word. In fact, you know, I've got the whole Bible in my pickup, and I just drive down the road with a CD in it. And sometimes, in fact, here a few months ago, I know I must have listened to the book of Revelation at least 30 times before I took that CD out of the CD player. I just play it over and over and over and over. And then, of course, I take that out and put in something else. Maybe I put in 1 and 2 Corinthians, and I'll listen to it 10 or 15 or 20 times. And then I'll put in something else and listen to it. What is important in your life? The Word. What's going to heal you? The Word. What's going to do spiritual warfare for you? The Word. In other words, if you've got the Word in you, since that's what God requires, if you've got the Word in you, and that's what He tells us to hide in our heart, I can assure you that just like all these things He said, if you've got the Word in you, He will fight your battles for you, and you won't have to do it. What? Job 34:31? Job 34:31-32. Why don't people say to God, I have sinned? When's the last time you heard somebody of sick say, oh God, I know I've sinned? If you hadn't been around this ministry, you probably had never heard that, have you? But the Word says it. Why don't people say to God, I have sinned, but I will sin no more? Or I don't know what evil I have done. Tell me and I will stop at once. Isn't that something? While we're right there, let's go on to Job 33:14. And then we'll wind up with this. Job 33:14 in the NLT. Yeah, that's what I thought. God 33:14. But God speaks to us again and again, though people don't recognize it. He does speak to you again and again and again and again. You know, many ways He'll send people. He'll speak to you out of the Word. He's trying to get your attention, but you ain't paying no attention. You know, He'll tell you, stop grumbling and complaining. Maybe send you to a church where somebody teaches that. You go away, and the first thing you do when you get out the door, say, oh my gosh, that was too long today. I couldn't stand that. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Oh, my goodness. Grumbling and complaining. But God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. Boy, does He ever. Verse 16 and 17. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with His warning. Causes them to change their minds to keep them from pride. God whispers in your ear. Let me ask you this question. How many of you in this room know beyond a shadow of a doubt you've heard God whisper in your ear or tell you something that sounded audible before? Okay, that's many of you. He certainly does talk to us, doesn't He? Sometimes He talks very loud. Sometimes He talks very gentle. But He speaks. And I guarantee, I mean, that's just like when I was at Bill Gothard's seminars. Bill said, Thurman, you actually have heard God speak to you? I said, oh, yeah, many times. He said, well, I've never heard that spoken word of God like that. He said, why do you think you hear it and I don't? He said, I never heard of anybody that's heard God before. I was driving along the road in a car with two men in the front seat, and me and him was in the back. I said, let me ask you two guys something. Are y'all both Christians? Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I said, have either one of you guys ever heard God's voice? Yes. Bill said, what? You guys have heard God talk to you? Oh, yeah. So when we get over to the studio, we walk in two beautiful little girls about 18, 20 years old over there working in the studio. I said, Bill, let's just ask these two girls. I said, girls, either one of you girls ever heard God's voice? One of them said, I have twice. The other one said, I never have. I said, honey, you've heard it twice. What did you hear? She said, when I was 4 years old. She said, I was in my bed sleeping. 4 years old. She heard her name called twice. And she thought it was her daddy. So she jumped and run down the hallway and went in and says, Daddy, did you call? He said, no, honey, I didn't call. Go back to bed. She said, I go back down there and I get in bed. I'm laying there a little while and all of a sudden, I heard it again. He called my name twice. I run down and said, Daddy, did you call me? No, honey, I didn't call you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.